I don't pay attention to baseball at all. Peripherally, you know, it's there. Yeah. So when I see his name, I'm like, Albert Pujols. I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like he has been playing baseball since I started comedy. And then I looked it up, and he has been playing baseball 22 fucking years.
Well, he's been in the baseball as long as I've been in comedy.
That's what I'm exactly what I just said about me.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We got to take this country back, man. All right.
Happy Halloween, Tom.
Happy Halloween, dude.
What are you going as?
Bob Ross.
Oh, I'm going as a guy with type 2 diabetes. The silent killer.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Which is the diabetes that you get?
That you get? What do you mean?
That you catch from living life.
Type 2.
Yeah, that's the one. Every time I'm always
you
shocked.
Catch it like a cold.
Yeah. What is it from? Just bad lifestyle?
Yeah. You can eat your way into type 2. Type 1 is genetic. You
know, that should be a game show. Just like skinny people and go, who gets type 2 diabetes?
I know a few people that have eaten their way. Well,
Dean Del Rey,
and then he got himself out of it.
Oh, you can get out of it, right?
You can, but he did it. He just got super healthy. Like he I think he even told me that one of the things that contributed to him getting it was like
Mark Maron.
Juicing.
Juice?
Juice.
Mark Maron.
Juice, Nadav, other guys. So, no, he would get... He was, because like people weren't really, if you go crazy with juice, you're just taking, you know, he was doing.
Oh, one of the things that got him into it was juicing.
He said that he was drinking, he was trying, I think, to diet or something, and he was drinking like fucking 15 freshly squeezed juices a day. And so he's having all this sugar spike that he didn't realize, but he totally turned it around. He looks great. No, he's got a nice, nice cock. But he really
it's
turned
funny
it around.
How Dean and both Dean and Josh have rock and roll written all over them. They Josh do. Adam Myers looks good.
Yeah.
He looks really good.
And he's a rock. He's a total rocker, too.
Like, I don't have rock and roll written on me.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. He's really turned it around. I mean, he was just like, you know.
Put in fat Dean Del Rey. I remember him when he was fat more.
You do?
Yeah. Like,
I feel like he's kept it off for a minute. Like, yeah, see that on the far left?
Whoa, he looks like, wait.
Yeah, look how chubby he is there. He dropped all that, dude. And there, too, yeah, wait, with the plaid shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the Dean Del Rey I feel like I remember the most.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
He knows everything about everything.
He's one, him and Kevin Christie, we talk about watches.
Yeah.
It's other level.
And Phil Hanley. Did I tell you about that?
Also,
Phil Hanley is like... I mean, I really think there should be a watch podcast where people talk about, because I'm really fascinated about watches.
Me too. Those guys are reference number, years, what the complications of the, like, from memory too. They're not like, let me look at it. They're talking to you. They're telling you from memory.
I'll tell you the one I like. I like the one that Pan Am made, the GMT.
Uh-huh.
that they made it for Pan Am, and I thought that was cool that you can spin the top and it's 24-hour clock, so when you're traveling, you just do that.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. I like old school stuff like that. I love when you get into stuff. I love like bull mastiffs. I got into bull mastiffs really aggressively.
That is such a fucking Bert segue.
Dude, bull mastiffs, like some badass bull mastiffs. I could look at these all day long.
Oh man.
God, I could look at dogs all day long.
Dude, why isn't there a watch pod? Seriously, comics should do it. Because I don't want to hear a couple of fucking watch guys from Switzerland do it. I want to hear comedians talk about it.
But you should. I would like them to bring on like, what's Christina? Is that our friend in Vegas?
Yeah, her.
I'd like to have them bring on the dealers and talk to the dealers about.
Brendan,
I would love to fucking know all of that shit. I don't know why there isn't. And by the way, it's a niche market, so like, I don't know if everyone's dying to hear watch talk, but I am.
Oh, I would definitely listen to that.
I listen to.
He also knows. Dean also knows a ton about Porsches,
and shoes, and jackets.
Like, yeah, he got me a pair. One time, he was wearing these glasses, just like not like reading glasses, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, "Those are rad." And he was like, "Oh, these are discontinued, man." He goes, "But I can hook you up." He knew a guy who knew a guy who could get those glasses.
I don't know if I don't, like, I just bought this shirt. This is like an old school shirt, like just a polo t-shirt.
Okay.
And I bought it because it was a throwback to when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, those were cool.
Yeah.
But now I'm wearing a double XL. and I'm not swimming in it.
It looks nice on you.
I feel great. I looked great today. Like, I got up and I slept so fucking hard.
Yeah.
I listen to history podcasts all night, like just through the night. And then my dreams are history podcasts. So I'm shooting Siberian ponies in Antarctica to like keep myself warm. And then I wake up and they're like, James Earl Jones. I'm really bad at retention. Like, I know I listen to them and I listen to them a lot, but I cannot tell you shit.
I was thinking about you last night because I was cleaning out my closet. I have all this clothes that doesn't fit me because it's too big. But that's not why I was thinking about you.
Wait, hold on. I want a $10,000 jacket. I want one of your leather jackets. Would they fit me now that I'm fat and you're skinny? Were you, when you bought fancy clothes, were you as fat as I am right now? 240.
I don't know.
That's a fun way to say I love you. I love you. I love you.
Because I was thinking about you because I was pulling out all these clothes. It's like nice clothes. And I'm like, I'm just donating it. And I go,
what homeless shelter is walking around with Dolce & Gabbana
jackets? I don't have Dolce & Gabbana jackets.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You wear Gucci shirts on the reg.
No, I have like three.
I almost bought a Gucci tracksuit.
Yeah.
Pull up summer Gucci tracksuits. They're like, it's almost like when we were in Italy.
Yeah.
I almost bought them for the family. And
you know what's crazy?
What, you have
them? I have
that. That's the one.
Which one?
The Gucci summer suit.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. No. To the right. Yeah, to the right. To the right. That one.
That one.
I almost bought that.
Dude.
When we were in Italy.
You should fucking for sure rock that.
Well, here's the thing. This is going to sound cheap, but you can go on Amazon and get them for like $7.
The imitation ones?
Yeah, because I'm not going to really wear them.
Just don't fucking do that.
I already bought three. Because you're just going to wear them to one party. You can't wear them all the time. And so I love them, dude. I bought a bunch.
But the reason I thought about you cleaning out my closet.
Yeah.
Is that you were like, I don't dress nice. I want to dress like a grown up.
I've been thinking of that lately. I've been trying to reclaim my power.
Yeah, but
that's something you want to hear a white guy say.
But
you know, man, I've been taking away my power for all these years.
And I'm sick. I can feel that power shift every day a little more. Guess what, motherfuckers? White people are back. But then I see this today and I'm like, oh, you are buying nicer clothes.
No.
No.
I bought this at the I like, here's what I'll spend money on. Nice, like, tracksuits. Like, yeah. I like, shout out to Baltazar Getty. He hit me up because we were talking about fashion. And yeah. Baltazar's like a cool dude. He's always been a cool dude. Movie star since he was a child. Comes from a family of, like, literally art-forward thinkers. And he DM'd me, and he was like, just out of the blue, he's like, just so you know, nice tracksuits. Like, because we were talking about, I don't have a sense of fashion. He's like, just so you know, nice tracksuits. So now that's what I'll spend my money on, is like a nice tracksuit, like a good, like I went to Polo and got a couple good, nice-looking, like, little
sure.
tracksuits. And then something a little fancier, I feel fancy when I walk on a plane.
I go crazy with clothes. It is really a crazy indulgence.
Well, yeah, it is interesting. Were you always like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was always, I think I was really well dressed always. Middle school, high school, college, getting out of it. And I really think it really just went downhill after I started doing comedy. Because first of all, I was poor.
Yeah.
So I couldn't buy anything. And then I also leaned into the fact that I was like, oh, I should be sloppy. Like I believed that. I remember I had a shirt with a hole in it.
Yeah.
And this is how your thinking can affect you. I had a spot. This is early on. Like I'm open micer level, bringer shows. And I have another shirt on. I'm about to leave to go do my spot. And I was like, oh, I should put on my shirt with a hole in it. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I take off the decent t-shirt I want. I purposely put a shirt with a hole in it. And then I just kind of lean. I was like, oh, you know, you're dirty comic. You tell these, like, you should be sloppy. And I kind of like just leaned into that. But I actually liked dressing well. I just stopped kind of for a while. I also couldn't afford it.
I went to Dane's premiere.
Yeah.
for his special Above It All, and I say hi to you because I was really nervous about how to dress. I actually asked Dane. I go, how do I dress?
Oh, I worry about like how do you dress to something.
And he was like, be yourself, and I was like, okay. And that was not the mandate. Everyone was like, looked really nice. Like it's a premiere.
What did you wear?
I wore jeans.
I saw your video. Leanne looked really nice.
Yeah, Leanne. Oh yeah, Leanne looked fucking great. You can find. I wore jeans and a t-shirt, but I had flip flops on, and Leanne's like, what are you doing? She's like, put on nice shoes. So I have like two pairs of nice shoes. So I put on a pair of nice shoes. You know, I don't have a suit.
You should have a suit.
I don't have a suit.
You and should Leanne's have a suit.
Getting a suit made for me, but I don't. But she got.
She's getting it made for it you. There.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about suits.
Where is she getting it made?
I have no idea. One day suit broker.
One day suit broker.
She got all my measurements taken to make me a suit. She goes, you need a suit. I was like, I don't really need a suit. I want to be, this is going to sound fucked up, but I want to get to a level where I can do what the fuck I want, where no one gets to tell me, like, you got to wear a suit. Like, you go to
Bert,
the Oscars.
Bert, you can do that now.
I know, but like, I need to be there in my head because, like, I went to this premiere and you can tell that I'd. You know when you're fat, you tug a shirt a lot?
Yeah.
Well, I clearly had worn this shirt the night before because I had tugged it a bunch. And there was a Joey pouch on the stomach of this shirt. Type in Bert Leanne. I'll send it to you, Nadav. You could tell that I tugged this shirt a lot.
Wait, so what? Do you know anything about the suit that you're getting?
No, do you think my slut's up?
Your slut's up?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I like calling her my slut.
Oh.
You know what? It's so funny. Sometimes I hear people.
Your old wallet?
My old wallet. My old bag of bones. My old lady. Uh-huh. My old lady. I got so much material trashing her in my new special that. But I love her. I don't understand people that go like, people listen to this and then they'll DM me like, yo, man, I don't like the way you talk about Leanne.
People have told me that.
Yeah, and I go, are you not in love? Like, that's how people that are in love. If you're best friends, how did Tom and I talk about each other? Like, when I talk about Tom, whenever someone goes, and you're good friends with Tom Segura, and I go, oh, I say the worst things about
him. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Do you know what I've been spreading silently?
What?
Do you know this?
I don't know.
I have two.
Yeah.
I have two. One is you started as a ventriloquist. And you're really good. Yeah. And that you're so good that you're better than Jeff Dunham. And you had to put the dummy away. That's my favorite one. The one I do, and this one's on the DL. I only do it. I don't do it on press. I do it to other people in the business. Is they go, how tall is Tom? I go, 5'10", but he wears lifts. And they go, he does? I go, yeah. I go, it really fucked with his head. We did Sober October 1 year, and this is exactly how I say it. And he's 5'10", and he wants to be taller. So then all of a sudden one day he shows up taller, and we're like, really? And then everyone says, he wears Air Force Ones all the time. I go, yeah, he puts lifts in them. And they go, you can do that? I go, fuck yeah. Tom Cruise does it. Tom Segura, Tom Hardy, all the Toms. I tell everyone, you wear lifts.
You fucker.
Like, everyone. And they're like, are you serious? I go, next time you see him, just recognize how tall. So when you, next time you're in LA and you see someone like Matt Bronger, he'll be like, oh, yeah, he is taller. Oh, fuck.
I'm always taller than people think I'm going to be. Always.
Oh, people say that to me, too.
They're like, I thought you were like 5'7", 5'8". I'm like, what? Why? They're like, I don't know. Just.
I get people saying, they're like.
By the way, those are not so bad. I say way meaner shit about
you. Yeah, but that's what, when you love someone, you say, like, I don't understand. I don't trust. I'll tell you who I don't trust is like. I know comics that hate other comics.
I have sold to people that you're in a coma. Like, I've absolutely sold that.
Do you know we had people, we had a real problem with people showing up to the show because everyone thought I was getting kidney replacement?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, legit, they were like, hey, people are calling, like, aggressively calling, wondering if you actually got kidney replacement. When I walked on stage, the applause was louder, like I got out of kidney replacement. People always say to me,
you should do fake scars on your back.
People always like, you're not that fat. And I go, yeah. And like, no, like, the way everyone talks about you, I thought you'd be huge. And yeah. It's always people way fatter than me going like, oh, fuck.
You know who always actually compliments my height?
Is who?
Super tall people.
Really?
Like, someone will be like 6'4", and they'll be like, oh, you're not like a tiny little guy. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I tell, but I think that that's what you're supposed to do with people you love is bust balls. I don't ever trust someone who's like, because I remember a guy, I won't say his name, but I remember a guy who would talk about his wife, like she was the greatest thing that ever was.
I know who you're talking about.
And
I know you're talking about. Yeah. I think they're.
And then cheat on her non-fucking stop.
But the difference is, though, that I don't really know anybody who talks quite about their wife like you.
I have a bit about it, my new special, about. It's the kind of relationship we have. Like, we love each other.
I know, but
we joke about, like, I don't know. I think it's also the way my parents love and my sisters love. Like, when, you know, my dad was going through that surgery stuff.
Yeah.
No one could talk on the phone independently. We had to talk as a group. And when we talked as a group, we were just, I mean, it got really dark, like very dark, very quick. But we were laughing hard as shit because the second it goes dark, like, I remember when I went in for surgery for my elbow, my whole family came over, and I wasn't drinking because I was going to surgery the next day. And the guy goes, we're sitting around the fire pit, and I'm talking to the guy, doing my pre-op. And he's like, yeah, you should be the best anesthesiologist ever. I have this guy for everything. And he goes, what kind of music do you want to go under to? And everyone in my family has watched me be so fucking scared. And I go, huh? And he goes, what kind of music? And I said, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And he goes, okay. He goes, what are you doing tonight? I said, I'm actually sitting here with my family. I'm about to go to bed. And he goes, you got having a glass of wine? And I said, no. And he said, why? And I said, well, I'm just afraid I'm going to die. And he goes, hey, buddy, I put crackheads to bed. Like, you're going to be fine. And he goes, and hey, if you are going to die tomorrow, you might as well have a glass of wine and enjoy your family tonight. And my whole family starts laughing. And then they start making fun of me.
Of course.
But like that's the way that's the way we love is to try. Okay, by the way, hold on. Sidebar. Because I know I got a lot of shit. I don't know that I got a lot of shit for this. Hold on. Just don't let me forget what the thing that I'm on. But so I'm watching golf, collegiate golf, oddly enough, because Florida State's winning. Shout out to this guy, Frederick Ketchup, I think is his name.
Frederick Ketchup?
They don't know how to say his last name. But he's plays for Florida State.
Okay.
So we're watching this guy. Type in Frederick Ketchup in Florida State. He'll come up. Oh, guess not. So
Florida State golf?
Yeah.
Type in golf. Add golf there and see how close this is.
There you go. How you spell that?
Oh, Ketchup. Okay. That's where it is. Okay.
He's got to be from somewhere else.
Yeah. Ketchup, maybe? I don't know.
Ketchup.
Okay. Ketchup.
It looks like ketchup. So, sorry, Frederick. I'm sure you probably got that your whole life. Oh, hey. Then you haven't gotten your whole life. They said your name right. And then you came here. Welcome to America, Ketchup. So, I'm picking on a fucking college kid. I'm joking, Frederick.
he's a freshman, too.
Is he a freshman?
It says freshman.
Oh, he's a fucking kid. Anyway, he's really good golfer. He's a really good golfer. I was watching him golf, right?
Yeah.
So and by the way, I'm not going to harp on this. So I'm watching it with Peter and with Lacey, and we're working out. We're on the treadmill. And I said, yeah, I said the dumbest thing on Two Bears. I said, do you really think Tiger Woods is one of the greatest athletes out there? And Peter goes, absolutely not. And I went, what? And he goes, you're telling me if they had given Albert Pujols a fucking golf club at the age of two, he wouldn't be driving every fucking green? And I was like, yeah. And it's like, think about like Mark McGwire, all these guys that got into baseball that have amazing, Peter was saying it to me, he goes, this is a, because Peter couldn't play it, because it was just too much money. He goes, this is a sport where the threshold is your dad's got to make $100,000 a year so you can start playing.
Right,
your dad's got to make it. Like, because there's kids that don't have that money that are natural athletes that couldn't have played it. And I was like, ah, that's what I meant to say on Two Bears. All right, back to the relationship talking.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. Albert Pujols should have played fucking golf.
Well, you're right in that,
who's the machine guy? Is that Albert Pujols?
The machine guy?
His nickname's the machine also. I always get tagged with him.
Pujols is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And if I ever see him, I'm going to slap him in the fucking face.
It is crazy. He's been in the league. So I was like, there's no way I don't pay attention to baseball at all. Peripherally, it's there. Yeah. And then he was headlines the other day because he hit like his 700th home run or something. Mm-hmm. So when I see his name, I'm like, Albert Pujols. I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like he has been playing, baseball since I started comedy. And I looked it up and he has been playing baseball. Since I started, he's been in Major League Baseball for 22 fucking years.
Well, he's been in the baseball as long as I've been in comedy.
That's what I'm exactly what I just said about me.
I'm Sir Edmund Hillary. You're Tenzing Norgay. You got to the top of the mountain and dragged me up, and then I go, I'm the first man on the top of the world. And Tenzing's like, what the fuck about me?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what
I did to a promoter?
What?
I got to, I don't know what venue it was, and they go, how's Bert? And the promoter. And I went, like that. And I just walked away.
Oh. Yeah, I love my wife. But I think I just witnessed so many guys on stage talk good about their wives and then cheat.
Yeah.
That I was like, I'll do the opposite. I'm going to talk shit about my wife okay. and then I'll love her.
Yeah.
Besides, I never thought anything. I got to tell you, man, Louis was a huge influence on me. And I don't know if people see that, but like Louis was so honest about his life. And I obviously he divorced his wife when he talked shit about her. I think he was being pretty clear, but it was like, I remember watching him do that. And I was like, yeah, like, there are things that drive you nuts about, like having kids. There are things that drive you nuts. And why not tap into that as opposed to...
It resonates more. You know what it's exactly like? Well, you know when you meet somebody and right away you have a conversation, like it's like you're meeting someone, right? And they just stay kind of polite and on the boundary, right?
That's it.
And you go like, oh, this is a nice person. But if you meet somebody and they're like, I don't know, man, I'm losing my fucking mind. Like, my kids are making me crazy. And all of a sudden you go like, oh, I like this person. It's endearing. Yeah. All of a sudden you go like, they took a leap of trusting me, like me, who they just met, with information that's real. Yeah. So then you go, oh, you lean into that person. You go, I want to connect more with this person. You're doing a version of that on stage when you share real shit. When you're real and honest, the audience goes like, oh, this isn't like just some bullshit.
Yeah.
This is real. These are real feelings and thoughts. And then of course you layer the jokes in there, but that's what Louis did the best and still does. And he kind of laid the groundwork where he goes like, if you're up there and you're telling the truth, watch how audiences respond to that, because people weren't really used to that.
I remember watching, that was the vibe in like the late 90s, early 2000s it was almost to brand yourself, to become something. And it made me so sick where I was like, you're none of that shit. Like, you'd meet them and you'd be like, you're not that person at all.
Yeah.
And then you'd see, I remember seeing Louis, and Louis was exactly who he was. Like, I had just had Georgia and I had a bit about how great it was to have a kid. And I got off and Louis was, is it? And I go, yeah. And he goes, is it? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay. And I was like, yeah. And then the next time I saw him and he's like, did you get some sleep last night? I was like, yeah. And he goes, think your wife got some sleep? I said, no. He goes, is it really great having a kid? And I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of nice being on the road. And I was like, yeah. And I remember him like just being... He was very, being honest, I don't think he liked me. Like at the time, I don't think he was like, this is a great guy. I think he thought I was a really hacky comic who didn't know where he was. And I think he was like, he's a nice enough guy where I could give him some pointers. I remember that weekend. Have I ever told you this?
You guys were working together?
It's the only time I ever worked with Louis. And we got along fine. But not the last Sunday, we're out by the bar and there's a magic book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and we're at the bar before the show and I'm doing it with the staff and everything there in there has worked. It's like mind tricks. Pick a color, pick a number, pick a state, give me three cars, think of an animal. And you're like, okay, you go, are you thinking of an elephant? And they're like, I am thinking of an elephant. So it's a shitty...
Which club are you at?
West Palm, but the old West Palm.
Yeah, okay.
It's a shitty audience. The chief of police is down there. The sheriff is in the audience, and he brought his whole family. So you can take their sensibilities off. They're sitting dead center, and he's sitting in the center. And he is basically... I go up, and I bomb. And I bring with me... this magic book.
You bring it on stage?
I bring it on stage. Because I was like, if I start bombing, I'll just pull out some magic tricks. So I...
And you do this, you tell Louis you're doing
no.
this?
No. I just bring the book with me on stage. I do my act. I start doing my act. And then it's not going well. So I go, all right, you guys want to see something special? So I open the book and I do the fucking, pick a color, pick a number, pick three cars, pick a state. On the count of three, everyone say what animal you're thinking.
Oh,
one,
my God.
One, two, three, and everyone goes, elephant. And everyone's like, what the fuck? I go, I know, right? So I flip to another page. All right, let's try this one. So I do like five in a row, and I see Louis on the side of the stage pacing like, the fuck is he doing? So I get off stage. I go, ladies and gentlemen, Louis C.K. I get off stage. I know Eric Myers brought him up. So I get off I get off stage. I see Louis, and Louis goes, what the fuck are you doing with the book? And I go, can you believe they work? And he goes, of course I fucking work. It's in a goddamn book. But now I got to follow the fucking magic tricks? He goes, I mean, you just mesmerize an audience with getting, they all guess the same fucking animal. I guess the elephant too. So he goes up stage and he starts fucking, how's everyone doing? Starts doing his first bit, second bit. And he's like, God damn it. Bert, give me the fucking book. So I bring the book up to him and he goes, all right, which one do you guys want to do? Yeah, he was really sweet in that he was like, he was him and Attell, like, and I mean this because I'm friends with both of them now.
Yeah.
But I don't think they liked me. I think they were like,
you say that about a lot of people.
Yeah, I think they were just like, they were like, he's a nice guy. Yeah. I like everything about him off stage.
Yeah.
But the second he goes on stage, it makes me cringe.
Yeah.
And I think they were trying to get me away from that cringe part. But I was so derivative at the time. I was so like a mashup of like, honestly, of like Dane Cook and Dave Attell. That I really didn't have my voice. You know what cops hate when you touch your face? It's still a good joke, but yeah. It's a joke I came up with, but if I had written it today, it's so funny. Do you ever look back at your old material and go, what if I wrote it today? Because when we wrote it when we were younger,
yeah,
I wrote jokes, honestly, with the intent of, how would Attell do it?
Sure.
Like, how would Dane do it? How would Louis do it? Like, I never looked at, like, yeah, how would Bert tell this joke?
Yeah, but that's also completely normal and natural. To have that perspective. I mean, I did the same thing. I mean, the thing is, you don't go, how would Attell do this? But your brain is actually going, this seems like something that he would like, or he would say, he would like this.
I had a
joke. And then you go like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what I'll say.
I remember he pulled me aside. The one joke he liked in my mind was, I got into tagging when I was a kid in our neighborhood. And because the movie Beat Street was out. So I went to our front where it said Faircloth Estates. And I just went, took a can of spray paint. And I was like, and I was like, fuck, I'm the only Bert in this neighborhood. I was like, sucks dick. And then he was like, that's a good joke. And I was like, God, I didn't think you'd like that one. He was like, huh? I was like, what about this one? Think like an idiot going, this one's more your voice. I thought you would like that one. He was like, no. Not at all.
I remember I did Brea right after Ellis was born. And like, I was trying to do that like honest approach about, you know, I was like,
how old's Ellis?
Ellis is, he's almost seven. So I'm doing this thing and he's like a couple weeks old or something. And I'm like, oh, you should. I go, yeah, I just had a kid. Everybody claps. And I was like, you know, a couple of weeks in, you really understand how somebody could drown their kid in a bathtub.
There's so much truth to that.
And not a lot of laughs.
Really?
No. No, people are like, aren't you a new father? I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's just, right, guys? And everybody was like, no.
It's crazy that, like, some people like shut down. And I think sometimes it has to do with, and I can say this, I grew up in Florida, but like in the South, there's certain things they can't hear.
Yeah.
They can't hear. Like, they're like, no.
Something about children is like, it's like, you have to always love your children.
Yeah.
And always love every aspect of parent. You're like, that's not totally honest though.
It's not honest at all.
You do love them, but you know, there's moments where you don't. And there's also moments where you go like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, of course, that's part of being a parent. That is an honest take. That's what people resonate, like, that's what resonates with, I think, most audiences. But there are people who go to shows who are like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like John Crist. I just had bone broth for the first time. You ever had bone broth?
What?
It's really good.
Yeah.
I just had some bone broth.
Is that in that cup?
They deliver it. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I've had bone broth.
I've never had it before.
It's good for you.
It is?
Yes.
Well, why?
It has a lot of...
I'll drink more.
Yeah.
seems like something that would make my blood pressure skyrocket. Look, the nutrients in bone broth.
Let's go. Let's go.
It looks fucking awesome.
Check that out. Protein content may support your body as it builds bones, muscles, cartilage, skin, and blood. Contains small amounts of calcium and iron. Yeah, that's a good snack for you, man.
I love it. Look, it's really good.
Low in calories. You're starting your day with bone broth.
Last night was the first night I wanted a drink.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
After my workout. I've always liked the idea of drinking after a workout, going like, I'm getting a drink tonight. That's when I go.
What would have been the drink?
Martini.
Martini.
I wanted a martini. But I didn't want the buzz per se, but I wanted a martini. Then we went to dinner. And then at the end of dinner, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't have a drink. I'm going to go lay in bed. And then you get in bed and then turn on a history podcast and then fucking. Do you get scared in the dark sometimes? Is it crazy that I still get scared in the dark that like a clown's going to show up in the window?
I mean, I don't know that I really get scared in the. I mean, I guess if I were to be in a new, like a unfamiliar space and it was pitch black, you know, that could, but most of the time I don't feel like the dark, like laying down in a hotel room.
Yeah.
No, that usually doesn't do it to me.
I got bone broth all over me now. Hey, maybe we should start a Halloween tradition where I show up at your house and scare the fuck out of your kids.
That's fine with me.
Just scare the fucking shit out of them.
Yeah. Sure. How do you want to do it? Just walk into the house.
just walk in with a mask.
Yeah. They would be terrified.
You remember those dads? We had a dad. I won't say his name because I know this is not cool anymore.
Yeah.
But when we were all sleeping, he'd put on a mask and get a chainsaw and ring the chainsaw outside our door. We were all like in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then he'd like bang on the door and they'd be like, who is it? And he'd be like, open the goddamn fucking door. And then you'd be like, what is it? And then you'd open it. He'd be like, ah, and you'd shit your fucking pants. And then he'd just be like, I got you guys. And you're like, terrified, fucking terrified. There's got to be, see if there's a TikTok of dad scaring the shit out of his kids.
I remember, this is not exactly the same thing, but we had a kid who was, he was kind of like, came from a poorer family. And and they would sometimes have parties when we were in high school. So like, you know, so the parents that were like, okay with real parties taking place, you know, at their house. So we drive up to the house and I pull up and there's like, you know, it's Florida. So he's got, happens to have like pretty big yard. I pull up in this SUV and I'm in high school and there's just a guy with a mask on. And I'm like, what's up? And he goes, $20. I go, for what? And he's like, to come to the party. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. And then he's like, you got to pay. I'm like, get out of here, dude. I'm not paying you $20 to come to this party. It's my friend. Like, it's my classmate.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, who is this guy? Weird guy in a fucking mask. And he keeps like hounding me and I start yelling. I go, I'm not giving you shit. I yell to my friend. I don't want to say his name, but so I'm like, hey. And he's like, no, it's cool. It's cool. I'm like, man. So I had to give the guy $20. And he stands out there and collects from all us high school kids going to this party. And I get in. I'm like, who is this fucking guy? And he goes, that's my dad.
Oh, his dad's charging for beers?
Yeah, his dad was. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Nadav, I keep forgetting to send this to you. So
okay.
Nadav, hang on. This is me and Leanne at the thing. Now, this is, hey, did you see the girl that the guy threw the beer can at?
The girl?
The comic that got
the beer can. Yes.
That was kind of fucking crazy.
I think a woman threw it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. That's who was arguing with her, was a woman.
All right, Nadav, I sent you two things, okay? They're not.
Yeah.
I sent you two things, okay? Who is that young lady? We should blow up her spot. What's her name?
Let's see. Ariel Elias.
You could tell she was trying to do the right thing and like do some crowd work but not hurt anyone's feelings.
No,
like
she was, I saw the clip. Cool. She was cool. She was cool. And she actually had a great jab. Did you see the clip?
No. Can we play the clip? Is it, are we going to get taken down? Where's Uncle Vinny's?
We could try.
It seems like it would be in Boca.
Or in fucking New York, right?
She seems like a Boca comic.
She seems like a
South Florida comic. It's so funny. That's what I read out of that whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Is she?
Well, let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. Out of all my assessments of that event, I was like, that's
all right,
Florida.
Hold on. First, real quick, look up Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
I was like, that's Florida because the only in Florida they like, you look like the kind of person that voted for Biden. Uncle Vinny's.
Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
What it says.
Fuck.
Okay. We can play this?
Can we play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I identify with this young lady because I was like.
She actually has this great. I don't even want to take it. Let's just play it. She has this great line.
What's her name? Let's say her name again.
Ariel Elias, right? Was that right?
Yes.
Oh, am I saying it correctly?
Ariel Elias.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Did you vote for Donald Trump? Did I vote for Donald Trump? What do you think?
No.
Okay. Here's the question for you. Why would you ask me that in here, knowing I'm the only Jew in this room? Are you trying to get me killed? If it makes you feel any better, I vote in New York. My vote doesn't matter there. It doesn't.
She's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
She's not escalating
guys,
things.
Yeah.
Guys, everybody vote for whoever you want to vote. That's a cool. I don't care who you voted for. I'm just happy we're all here together.
So you voted for Biden.
Huh. I don't know. Why does it matter? Yeah, so what? Why does it matter?
I can just tell by your jokes you voted for Biden.
Why are we talking about politics?
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to that you voted for Trump.
That's a great line.
It's a good line.
Alright, make some noise if you want her to shut up. But I did ask if anybody had any questions. I didn't think it was
that's, yeah.
That's on me. That was on me for thinking I could have a human interaction with somebody. That's my fault. No, look, I'm such an insecure person. Here, I'll tell you the rest of that bit.
Going right into her bed.
Yeah.
I'm so insecure. I went and got an IUD. Oh my God.
Oh. It almost hit her in the fucking head.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I'm never coming out with these people ever again. Straight up, yeah.
And then she drank the beer.
I like her.
Yeah. That was badass. The thing is too, fuck that. All they're doing is what? Escorting that woman out. They should fucking throw her on her head.
Yeah, they should. They should make her. That's when you need a bouncer that opens the door with her face and goes, this is how we get you out.
What are you saying?
Did you hear the guy with the heckler? And he goes, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I'm never going out with this group again. That's what he said.
So he is with them.
Yeah, play it again. Play
no, I heard that part. Yeah. I heard it.
That is so unacceptable. It could have hit that young lady in the fucking head.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then that's a fucking head injury.
Because you don't like someone's joke.
By the way, she didn't even like her joke. I don't even think it was about a joke. It's that she didn't like the point of views of her jokes, and she felt that they were skewed liberal.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I don't know if I've ever seen if you zoom in, you can see where I pulled my stomach out. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's got like shirt pull.
I would look so good if it wasn't for that little area. I'd look like, oh, he's not in bad shape.
Hey, yeah, this is nice though. Black tee. Oh, you actually have not, don't you, don't have flip-flops on? Can you zoom in more? Yeah.
You can definitely tell I pulled the shit out of that shirt.
It's got like finger marks.
Yeah, it's finger marks, and I think I stretched it with my knee. Leanne looks fucking phenomenal.
She looks great. Yeah.
Yeah, for a first wife. That's like, I kept waiting for them to go. Like, I was like, Leanne's sitting off the side, and they're fucking brutal. These fucking photographers are brutal. They're like, Leanne looks great. I love those boots on her. They're like, ma'am, can we just get him? Can you scoot out, please?
Do they do that?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I was like, do you want my mom in it? And they're like, and they're like, huh? And Leanne's like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, oh, do you want Leanne, come in here? I was like, well, just have her in here. I don't want to be doing this. I have no interest in it. It's the most shallow thing in the world, taking pictures on a red carpet.
Yeah.
There's no, they don't know who you are. I pulled my shirt up. Like, I took a picture of my shirt up. She goes, please lower the shirt, sir. And I go, I'll take it fucking off right now. And she was like, we need to keep it family friendly. And then someone goes, do you not know who the fuck that is? She was like, no, I don't. Like, they don't give a fuck. They're brutal. Dude, I got this clip. I want to play it for you, but I don't know if it's worth being on the show, because I can't tell if it's a lie or not.
Okay.
Okay. I just sent it to you, Nadav. Did you get it? All right. He says, true story. Okay.
Okay.
This guy went to my show in somewhere.
And this is about your show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, you're not going to believe this fucking shit. So last night, I went to go see Bert Kreischer in Youngstown. Normally, I wouldn't be posting this stuff, but the story's too fucking good not to share. So you get to the Bert Kreischer, the Covelli Center. Looks like where they have fucking rodeos. Doesn't look like a huge, huge spot, but it was packed. The whole show was super fucking funny. If I had to complain about anything, it was a fact that all I can get was Miller Lite instead of any other beer. Miller Lite just makes me fucking piss. It was bullshit. Probably halfway through Bert Kreischer's set, I finally had to use a restroom. I go to the restroom, there's a line of people. Now, most of the people that were at this concert, I wouldn't really be hanging out with.
It's honest, I guess.
Looks like a lot of dudes that... just not my stilo of people. Some white trash, some hillbillies, some hunters, some normal people, everyone between, 20s to 40s or 50s, but a good wide variety, but I wouldn't hang out with a lot of them. Anyways, we get to the fucking restaurant.
By the way, for those of you listening, he has a face tattoo.
All the dudes are complaining because there's a line that goes out the door, and a bunch of dudes are like, what the fuck, man? Are we in the girls' line or we're trying to buy our fucking beers, or are we just trying to piss? And I'm just sitting there, I don't know, just standing to myself, listening to everybody. Well, as we get close, inside the Covelli Center, to the right side, there is stalls, maybe like a handicap one and then two regular ones, and then it's just a bunch of urinals on the other side. We get close, and this guy that was in front of me, he's just oozing with machismo, man. This guy feels like he's like 6'5", but he was probably like 5'5". He's just sitting there puffing his chest out, waiting for something to open up. All of a sudden, the stall opens up. This guy comes out. He's like, woo, now that's a party. The guy looks at him, he's like, are you done? He's like, yeah, man, it's a party in there. So this little guy goes into the stall. All of a sudden, I hear a fucking screeching, what the fuck? This guy barrels out of the fucking stall. Dude, there's a dude in there. Apparently, he walked in on some dude spreading his ass cheeks that just either, I don't know, maybe he's getting the butthole licking or played with, I don't know, tongue punching a fart box. Who knows? All I know is you can't unsee that shit. This guy was terrified. So fucking terrified. He starts yelling at the fucking guy. Dude, what the fuck? This is a men's restroom, you faggot. What the fuck? The guy that came out of the stall was like, yo, man, I told you it's a party, dude. Go back in there. This guy was not having it. I couldn't do anything except laugh.
It's the funniest part of the show.
It was fucking hilarious. I can't believe I witnessed it. I didn't even make it to the fucking urinal. I peed a little bit in my pants. And I
do you think
no
that's all right? That's
that.
Good. That's good. Do you think that's a true story? Do you think a dude was fucking a dude in the ass at my show at the Covelli Center in Youngstown, Ohio?
The way that he sold the story feels very real.
It feels very real, right? Very real.
Yeah. I mean, whether or not it really, I mean, it feels like whatever the way that he told the story feels real. As far as like what is happening in the stall, that could be anything. Right?
It's kind of like the ultimate prank is if you and your buddy go into a stall.
Yeah,
and,
it could be.
And then you pull your pants down and go and just walk out and go, no, that was fun.
Yeah.
You're up next.
Yeah.
And then but that's, I feel bad for the guy who pies his pants around and then the guy goes, I'll fuck him in the ass. And,
I can see you being like cheek spread. Be like, you want a party? And the guy's like, sure.
And I'm like, ow, ow, ouch, ouch, ouchie.
Yeah, that's I love that the way he described your fan.
Yeah, he goes a lot of fucking white trash,
hillbillies, rednecks.
By the way,
some normal people.
He looks like my typical fan.
Yeah,
like he doesn't look different than my average fan. It's so interesting that I'm always shocked when if there's a fight at your show. Like, where was it? I was just somewhere, and they were like, I was somewhere with someone. I won't say his name, but he was like, in Charlottesville.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, when Tom here, it was fucking chaos.
That was a chaos.
Yeah, what happened?
That was a real chaotic show. When I did the show,
I don't see that at your show at all.
Well, I've had a few fights. I mean, look, if you do like this many shows, that many people, meaning like adding up all the shows, there's going to be incidents at some point. I mean, we've had everything happen from obviously people being super drunk, people passing out on stage, fights, vomiting.
Passing out on stage?
Passing out, I'm sorry, at the show.
Jeff.
Medics, you know, carry somebody out. I had a guy fall where everyone thought he was dead. We had to turn the house lights on.
But that never happens at my shows.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I think that it's something that happens if you just keep doing shows.
I get fights and I'm always shocked they're fighting because I go, you guys should be friends.
Yeah, really? You have a lot of fights?
No, I've had one fight. It's always in an arena where you're like.
Most of the arena stuff, it's so hard to pick up on something happening because like the room is so big that like I'll get off stage and they'll be like, oh, you know, we had to throw out 20 people from section, you know, GG. I'm like, all right. I mean, how would I know that? I was in the middle of this thing with, you know, there's a 200 speakers.
What happened in Charlottesville? They said it was chaos.
I was doing a really small theater. It was the end of a run, right? And so that was what was available like on a Sunday. We did two shows there, I think. Yeah, it was two. It was Sunday because I went and I hung out with Chris Long.
That's who I was talking to.
Yeah. And we did
Gorgeous Kid.
God, it's fucking crazy.
The whole fucking family.
Yeah.
I mean, really, honestly.
Yeah, I know. And Howie, it's like, what the fuck, guy's like 60 and you're like, I'd fuck him. So,
wait, how old's Howie Long?
I don't know. Look at these guys.
Look at that fucking.
So unfair.
I know. I mean, when you're a girl and you go to that house for the first time.
And you're like, I'm going to fuck you and your dad.
I would fuck the whole family. Yeah. Do a family picture of the Longs. Look at that.
Yeah.
I think I'd love my dad more if he had a jizzle jaw like that.
Oh, yeah. If my dad was that handsome, I'd be like, I thought I loved you, and now I love you so much more. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Wild.
It's fucking, I mean, and how great do you think it is? Think about this. How great do you think it is to be a Long Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Back when their dad just retired, and they're all kids, and they're sitting on the couch with their dad watching Sunday football. And they're at the age where I think they're probably still obsessed with football, but like at the age when you become obsessed with football.
Yeah.
And you can't, and you're just moving around in your chair going, oh shit, and your dad's explaining it to you. But then you're sitting in that couch in fucking, I mean, that, how great do you think that life was?
Oh, it had to be the best. And then you have your dad is like a Hall of Famer, and then you get basically his size. And, you know, athleticism or whatever, like you.
And his charisma.
Yeah. What
they're all that? Like, they're all like really cool kids. Like they're really cool adults, you know?
Oh, they're so cool. And they're super humble too. And he was like
Chris, you know, he was one of Chris, Kyle and
Howie.
Howie
Jr.
Howie Jr. Yeah.
Yeah. but like, Chris was, you know, one of the highest rated recruits coming out of high school. Could go anywhere. Chose Virginia because that's like where he was living. The family was there. And He's super humble. He acts like he's like, super oh, you humble. Know, I played. I was, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it's really crazy the way he downplays his, he's, oh my God. He's one of the people who was like, oh wow, you're really tall. And I was like, what? And he was like, you're like 6'2", right? I go, no, but I have lifts in my shoes.
I told him you had lifts.
Yeah.
I did.
He's like, Tom's really tall. I go, he wears lifts.
I'm going to text him. He's going to hear this.
He
I don't wear lifts, Chris.
Yeah, that, I mean, how cool is, like, okay, if you got to pick a family, right? You can't pick, like, me and you got kind of fucked. Like, we got sisters, and so it kind of, like, we got screwed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so the thing is, we got our dad's love. Like, they'll never know the love we got from our dads.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're never going to love a girl the way you love a son. Yeah. It's just, you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, I have daughters. Trust me, I know it. Like, yeah. He's just, yeah. I love your Ellis more than I love my daughters.
Yeah.
I literally.
It is rad. And I actually, you know, sometimes I have friends that have both a boy and a girl. Yeah. And the guys are always like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the one that I know. The other one I don't know. It's a girl, right?
Right. Like, I'm nice to her.
Yeah.
And I get her stuff.
Yeah, and you see them in the kitchen and be like, hey, how was your day? And then they say stuff and you shut down. Yeah. But if a boy said it, you'd be like, oh, I want to hear more.
Yeah.
Tell me about practice. Tell me about the girls. Tell
and
me
also,
about.
Also, let's go sit down and talk over here.
Yeah, let's talk about fucking life.
I'll be open with you the way every woman wish I was, you know, like that.
My connection with my dad is so different than my dad's with my sisters.
Sure.
My sisters have they know the guy and they love him and they like,
how about the way that a father holds you accountable? The way, and you're like, hey, how about? And then he's like, you go, how about
don't
them?
Even.
And they
Tom,
go, they go,
Tom,
they're buddy, they're
buddy.
You know, they're different.
Yeah.
Okay,
big guy. Hey, come on, let's.
You know how they are. Okay, you need to get some things done.
And okay,
you're like, what the fuck? What about them?
You get to pick one family to go into. Now I'm gonna opt out of the Longs. I don't want to be a part of that family because I don't think I can. I don't think the proof isn't in the pudding. I think I'd be the one fucking son where they're like, oh, he's got this helmet on backwards.
Yeah,
look at him running into trees. Hey, Bert, over here, big guy.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to be a part of the Longs, like, because I'm not gonna be able to hang, right? And there's no way how he's gonna love me like he loves his other all American sons.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like,
no, you'd be like the runt. You know,
yeah,
yeah.
But what family could you slide into? Okay,
yeah.
And the ultimate family, like if you look at a family, and you go, like, the Kennedys would have been badass,
right? Right,
because
like
the Mannings, yeah. The Kennedys. Top. See if this. There's got to be a website. Top dynasties. Is it a dynasty?
Yeah, like dynasty families.
Dynasty families.
Prince Alawid. Let me see here.
The Waltons.
Oh, these are just like super loaded families.
The Sauds.
These are billionaire families.
No. Let's go. Like Kardashians, if you're a chick, that would be a tough family to slide into. But I bet it would be fun. Is there a boy in that family?
Yeah.
There is?
Rob. Remember he had like his.
He's like a. Is he? Did he get married into it?
No. He's a legit. But then he kind of dropped out of the social, like the public.
No, that's not.
Oh, the Smiths. There you go. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Oh, no. That family.
British royal family.
That family bums me out a little bit.
Which one? The Smiths. Yeah, I know. It's fucking.
Kardashian.
Yeah,
that's
there you
all.
Go.
They don't even put the dude in there. Are you sure the dude's not married into it?
Well, the dude became a woman. Okay.
What?
So,
what?
Scroll down. Let's see the
Did
next one.
Did two in the family become women?
No. Go to the next one.
Kardashians, the Smiths, pass.
Can you imagine what a nightmare that would be?
Pass. The Beckhams.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That would be a cool
family to slide into.
But then everyone's like, yo, can we go swimming at your house, see if your mom will come?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so fucking hot. And their dads are really hot, too.
Yeah, like uncomfortably good looking.
Okay, pass. I can't be in that family.
Yeah.
The Cyrus family.
Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, yeah.
Well, Miley would be fun. The brother, I bet, is fun as shit.
I would pass on any Southern family.
Okay, you're right. Good
I don't
call.
Want to be in any Southern family.
But how cool is it that Billy Ray Cyrus is your dad?
Yeah,
he's
kind of
like
cool.
DL. Like, he's like, what is it, my boot scoot, my achy breaky heart or something?
Yeah.
All right, pass. I don't want to be in the Cyruses. Estevez would have been a fun family. Wait, who's the third Estevez?
There's always one you don't know.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Janet Sheen.
Oh, they have four kids.
They have four kids.
Yeah.
That would be a fun family. Do you feel like, I feel like Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen don't talk a lot.
Probably not. Isn't it crazy though that you're like, you'd be like, oh, my brother Charlie. Yeah, you know, he smokes crack and got AIDS from fucking porn stars. Anyway, he's doing better now. It's so fucking wild how hardcore he went.
Charlie Sheen may be.
Do you know that when he was on that bender, he was inviting porn stars. Oh, he had been with porn, like tons of porn, but he would invite them over and put their scenes on his home theater, watch it with them, break down the scene, and then be like, all right, now let's go fuck. And then he'd give them like, you know, 20, 30 grand. And this is, and he's also like manic. So he's fully manic. And you're like, you're watching yourself from your porn on his home theater.
Fully
like,
manic at that time.
Fully manic. Yeah. Totally crazy, man. Remember Tiger Blood? Like I got, Jesus Christ.
But you know that I think, how much fun do you think that is to access that part of your brain where you're,
it feels fun at the time probably, but I think afterwards it's like, you realize you were out of.
Do you remember he was working out and throwing pitches, and he was like, yeah, I still pitch.
Oh God. I'm
thinking about going pro.
Yeah. He was crazy. He was crazy. Was that the end of the list?
The Vanderbilt?
No, there's still more.
Oh, let's see.
Like, I want a family like the Kennedys or the family that you'd.
Well, this is like that.
The Vanderbilts?
Sure, sure.
Who are the Vanderbilts?
Well, let's see here. At one point in history, the Vanderbilts were the wealthiest family in America in the 1800s. Cornelius Vanderbilt created an empire that lasted several decades.
Oh, Vanderbilts are the Anderson Cooper.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's what it says
right
there.
And Gloria Vanderbilt became
a Vanderbilt family isn't as prominent anymore, although Gloria's son, Anderson Cooper, carries on the family legacy.
He's the last Vanderbilt, and he's a Cooper. I would change it back to Vanderbilt if I was him.
Yeah. Why would you fucking...
The Hemsworths. Oh, that would be a full, cool fucking family. Yeah. Oh, wait. Who's the little Hemsworth?
There's always one.
There's always one. Wait, who's the last
Luke,
one?
Luke. It's like Luke, Chris, and Liam. That's what it is.
Wait, they're all famous. I know all of them, I think.
I don't. I definitely don't. Scroll in more on that photo. Maybe, can we close that?
Who's the smaller one?
I don't know.
So one of them married Miley Cyrus.
What?
Yeah. One of the Hemsworth married Miley Cyrus.
I only recognize one. I don't recognize the other ones.
I recognize two. The one that married Miley Cyrus, then Thor, and then the other one was in, that one was in Hunger Games, right? Or that one was.
Why don't you X out of that ad?
There are three leading men. They're all three leading men. Scroll down. Hemsworth's brothers are three of Hollywood's top leading men. I did not read that right.
Yep.
Westworld. Luke is in Westworld.
Okay.
Chris
is Thor. Yeah.
And then Liam is in The Hunger Games. I knew it. And he
previously was married to
Miley Cyrus.
Cyrus. Okay.
Hudson fucking Russell family would be a fun fucking family, except for the whole time I'd be like, can your sister please spend the night?
I saw them at lunch one time when I lived in LA, and it was so fucking like they're just sitting on the patio just having lunch, and you kind of want to go like, oh, you
and
know,
there's, kind of freeze. There's I did a podcast with Oliver and Kate, mm-hmm, with my sisters.
You did?
Yeah. It's pretty fun. You should do it. It's called Sibling Rivalry.
It's their podcast?
It's their podcast. And then they talk about what was life like in your family. And it was fun. I have a good time with my sisters. I fuck around with them a lot. But
my sisters would be way too weird to do it with.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Please do it.
No.
Please do it.
Absolutely.
Please
not.
Do it. I tell you what, I had to unfollow Kate Hudson after that.
Why?
The woman is, she's a temptress. There's something beautiful about her that you sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden you're on following her on Instagram, and you're like, next thing you know, you're like, she goes into your feed, and then you're like, oh, that looks fun, and then you click her thing, and then you're like, just watching her videos, uh-huh, and you're like, fuck, am I falling in love? I told Dane this. I think it's disgusting when women wear shoes, sneakers with a bathing suit. I think it's like the grossest thing in the world.
What?
It's fucking disgusting.
I don't even know. Say your sentence again.
When women wear sneakers with a bathing suit, it's okay. Fucking gross. It's like,
okay.
I'd rather see a dick pop out of the side of your bathing suit than see you with sneakers on.
Why?
It's just gross. It's like, have some fucking decency. Like
put on sandals?
Yeah, put on fucking sandals. Like, don't put sneakers on, like, and then sand's gonna get in the sneakers, and then those are your feet. Your feet are supposed to be sexy, but then you got stinky feet and stinky sneakers with no socks.
You don't like that? Wait, how do you come?
Not that way.
Oh, I guess we are different.
Yeah. So Kate Hudson, had a video of her. She's in a red bathing suit. I don't know if I could find the video. I wonder if it's in her feed. See if you can find the video, Halston or Ed Nadav. It's in her Instagram. You see her there. I think they're in like Mykonos. They're in Greece. And yeah, she's climbing up a mountain in a red thong. Okay. Like, but it's a one piece thong. And immediately I'm like, oh yeah, that's a really sexy thong. And then it pans down and she's wearing sneakers. And I said to myself, that's hot. And I went, okay.
Oh, so now you're going against
and
your... Yeah,
and so I went, I'm out. The woman's allowed to break all the rules with me. I'm fucking unfollowing her. I had to unfollow her.
Is that it right there? That's like
no.
Trees or whatever?
No, that's not it. It's her walking up. She's got great fucking energy. There's nothing wrong with the woman. She's perfect.
Okay.
She really is like... That's the trip, though. That's the bathing suit. Those are pictures, but I watched it in stories.
Okay.
But the lady's perfect.
What's that one in the middle there? That one.
Talk about fun family.
There you go.
They're
nice sandals.
Those are good sandals.
Nice.
I said to them, hold on.
Yeah.
I said to them, what's one of the, by the way, Dane Cook said Kate Hudson's fucking magnetic.
Yeah, I believe it. She's a movie star.
Yeah, but she comes in on the DL, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She comes in on the DL. She does it. She tricks you. Because she doesn't, like, she's not chasing the rabbit like every other movie star. She does what she wants to do, shows up, does a thing, seems like light work for her. Like, she seems in, she doesn't seem like she's like, you know, just having a good time up there on screen. I said to them, they would be a fun family to be a part of. I said, what's one of your favorite? They said to me and my sisters, what's one of your favorite family vacation memories? We were like, I don't think we made one up. I don't know. Like, we didn't vacation a lot. And then I said, what's one of yours? And she looks at Oliver, who's like, he's like, I don't know. Biking through the Alps was fun. She's like, oh, that was good. And then I was like, what happened? And they're like, oh, we were in like high school and our parents took us on a bike trip through the Alps and we would, you know, ride like 20 miles and then we'd stop and we'd get some wine or have a beer and giggle. And then we'd laugh. We're big laughers. And then we'd have like a schnitzel and then we'd ride another 20 miles to another bar. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, that's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. They're riding bikes with.
Yeah.
Like two of the most energy, magnetic individuals.
Like, I want to do that.
I wanted to do
and
that.
You're like, I want to do that with you, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, I had to unfollow her. I feel bad.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
There's a couple like that. Like Angelina Jolie would have power over me that I couldn't control.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Someone said they saw her in person and that it was striking.
She has a striking face for sure. But I just.
Angelina Jolie just. Is that her kid?
Yeah.
Her kid looks just fucking like her.
Yeah.
Got holy genetics. Shit. Her kid looks just fucking like her.
And her dad's Brad Pitt.
Oh no, that's not her dad.
That kid's dad
is not Brad Pitt. They never had a kid together.
Yeah, they did.
No, that's from Billy Bob.
No.
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 100% you're wrong.
Type in if Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt ever had a kid.
And the baby's name is Shiloh. That's their kid.
That's it. I thought Shiloh was a boy.
Okay. Well, you're wrong about a lot of things.
Wait, how many kids is Angelina Jolie? Yep. You're what? Wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. No. Say you're wrong. Say you're wrong.
No.
They have Vivian twins are the only biological sons of Brad and Angelina. That Shiloh's from another marriage. It's another person that got her pregnant.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No, it's not.
She's got Maddox, Pax.
Can you
Zahara,
fucking search?
Shiloh.
Jesus Christ.
To say you're wrong.
Type in the fucking name.
I love that your best friend Brad Pitt's going to be like, dude, how do you not know who my kids are? Shiloh, Jolie Pitt, he adopted the kid, Tom.
Parents.
No.
Parents.
Yeah. What's what happens when you adopt a kid?
No, that's his kid.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. It just said Shiloh's first biological child. She's now 16. Somehow she's a doppelganger of both Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that's their kid.
No, it's a doppelganger, Tom.
God, between your fucking retardation and his.
Wait, let me see her family. Go to that picture. It's a lot of fucking kids.
Yeah, they have a lot of kids.
How many did her and Brad have? Three?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I mean, I don't remember. It's a while ago. I remember when they had this kid. Baby Shiloh.
Baby Shiloh?
I remember that because the kid's face, you were like, holy shit.
I've never seen that kid before.
Really?
I know
that. It was like all over every magazine, all over. Like it was.
Okay. So is this the family you pick?
No. No. No, no.
That's a family though. That's interesting, that's a diverse.
I think back in the day, it would have been fun to be like an Escobar, you know, down in Colombia.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fun.
An Escobar would have been cool.
That would have been the shit. Because you could also be like, that person was mean to me, and your dad would kill him in front of you.
All right, what would you rather have, a twin or be a part of the Kennedys or the Escobars?
I don't want to have a twin.
Oh, my God, I would love to have a twin.
He would be insufferable. With
I would
twin.
Have made my twin jerk me off all the time. Is that not what twins do? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong word.
All right. Charlottesville story.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm doing this little theater and I'm like, I know I have two. I think it's the late show. I forget. But it's like I'm 30 minutes in. You know, and you're just kind of like, all right. Just like, I'm going to third base now here in a second, kind of feeling like, all right. And at a certain point, you know, there's levels. It changes on theaters and like arenas, what you'll pay attention to. So in other words, if you hear like, like that, you go like, I'm just going to keep, you know, like, you don't want to stop your show. The louder it gets, the bar is lower in a theater because it's a smaller room and everyone. Yeah. But I start to hear this like kind of disruption and I'm like, you know, you kind of go, oh, keep going. And then you go, oh, I have to stop. This is unavoidable now. And it really got unavoidable. And I look down and it's actually center, third row. And I'm like, what's going on? And this guy goes, I am not leaving. And I'm like, what is happening? And he is in a full, and they're like, he won't shut up. And you're touching me. That is assault. And then I go, oh, my God. And I see this is an old-ass theater. A lot of people don't realize that some venues don't really have security.
Yeah.
They just have ushers.
They just have a dude in a yellow shirt.
Who's like 78.
Yeah.
So these two ushers come down, and they're like, come on. He goes, no. And he holds on to the armrests on either side of him. He goes, I am not leaving. You will have to pull me out of here. And I look at them, and they're like, right. And then when you're on stage, you're like, well, yeah, just rip that guy out.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're old. Like, yes. This isn't happening. I go, okay. He goes, no, no. They keep arguing. Like the people are like, you should go. And he's like, I will not. You should go. Like they're like in full volume like that.
Yeah.
They're having an actual, like when you're in a restaurant and people just get into a real argument. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, dude, he goes, I am staying. And he's alone.
Yeah.
He's alone. He's got cargo shorts on, I remember, and like this weird fuck. And I'm like, all right, man. So
it kind of looks like he looks like the John Goodman in Big Lebowski.
Kind of. And he has like, I think he went fishing that day. He had like kind of like fishing guy gear on. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I try to go back. And the first thing I do, you know, I address how weird that was. And I make some joke and he goes, because he's trying to become audience again and not the villain of the room.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, what the fuck? That was such a weird fake laugh. And then it's like they're still mad at him. And the room, instead, like it's almost like the old days when you're in a club and the club kind of falls apart and you're like, well, this theater just does that. They all just start talking, yelling. And I'm like, I look over to the side and I'm like, so I just have to, I just make it a crowd work thing for like the next 20 minutes.
Really?
I just do it for, I just keep, because there's times where you go like, I can't like, Sometimes those shit, that shit happens and you go back to the show.
Yeah.
And you put your show back on. But sometimes that's not an option. Like, it's literally not. You're like, I can't just do material. I have to.
It seems so forced to just then go.
Yeah, you got to go like. And what I did was I did that until I felt like, okay. And then I realized I had like 10 minutes left. And I go, just do like the closing 10 and get out of here.
Yeah.
And that was the show that Chris was at. He was really like, that was fucking crazy.
He came back and he was like, man, Tom's show was wild here.
Yeah.
I said, really? And he was like, yeah. He was like, there was a fucking, it was chaos.
It was chaotic. It was total chaos.
I would rather them see a chaotic, out of control show than me do all my material.
I mean, there's something fun about it.
Yeah.
About somebody witnessing that kind of show. I mean, the worst, to me, the worst is when somebody you know or ask to come to a show and they just see like a meh, like a blah audience and show and you're like, oh, that sucks. Like you saw like material, but like there was no energy, like those kinds of shows. It's like who always, if that's one that always somebody comes to.
Yeah.
That you invited or asked to come.
All of a sudden they're like, Bill Murray was at your show.
Yeah, and you're like what that show?
The fuck?
But yeah, he came to that show and that was a wild show.
I invited the guys from Rough House. You know the guys from Rough House?
Yeah.
I invited them when I was in Charleston. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, coming out on the show. They obviously didn't give a fuck. They didn't come.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. We're not, we don't have a project together. We're good.
That's McBride and them, right?
Yeah, Danny McBride's company. They didn't come for whatever reason, but I didn't hear back from them. So I was like, well, shit, maybe they're there. And both of my Charleston shows were like, just blah.
Oh,
because I knew I had to work out at the end of the day, so I was like my late show was kind of all over the fucking map, and I hate when I go I'm gonna play around, and then my play arounds are always, my show is a lot more is a lot better than my fuck arounds lately. Mm-hmm. And my fuck arounds just come out insensitive and somewhat nasty.
Yeah, I got one like, that I have to just drop.
Really?
Yeah. It's too mean, and it makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh.
And yeah. Then there's always like, you know, 10 people that agree, and I'm like, that's not a good sign. That's 4,000 people at this show.
No one's clapping along.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know. There's like an actual fine. It's like a delicate dance of fucking around. That makes the show like really fun, and then all of a sudden, like you do one thing, or you mix things up too much, and you go, "This is like, it just feels disjointed."
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes I get bored with the I'll find an order, the order works, and I go, "I'm bored," so I move it. If you move a few things, you're kind of like, "That was cool," but if you move like 8 things, you're like, "This didn't really."
All
work.
All of a sudden, there's this big flat line in the front. You're like, "Well, that's why I had that up front."
Yeah,
because it was fun and it was hard and it was killing.
There's a reason that your order becomes your order.
So tomorrow, we should wrap this up, but tomorrow is the end of Sober October.
Yes.
And we're doing Rogan.
Yeah. Today is the end of Sober. Today is.
Today.
Yeah. Tomorrow it is November 1st.
Am I drinking on Rogan?
I can't drink much.
Why?
I'm shooting my special this week.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I'm just
this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a drink, but I'm not going to get...
Yeah, I'll have a drink. When do you fly out for your special?
You said that like a Southern lady.
Maybe I'll have a drink. I don't know.
Y'all, I don't know.
I'll be like Rob Kardashian. I got to learn more about this Rob Kardashian.
I like how this is a new person to you.
But I've never heard of him.
He's definitely well known.
Bullshit.
He's a famous guy.
Rabat Nadav, do you know who he is?
I do.
Whoa, that's Rob Kardashian?
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally be Rob Kardashian. Wait, that's Rob Kardashian?
Yeah.
There's been a few iterations of Rob Kardashian. He's a gorgeous dude. You think those fucking women just fucking terrorize that poor kid?
Probably.
You think they, I mean, there's no way you can keep your head above water in that fucking family.
It's gotta be rough.
Fucking alphas. That man made alphas. I mean, every one of those fucking chicks is a fucking alpha eagle just... And poor Rob's down there like a worm. Like, he just doesn't know where to put his foot, I bet.
It's got
to
be rough, dude.
He's Kardashian, right?
He is.
So his dad passed away when he was like
yeah.
fucking 3.
A kid, yeah.
Oh my God, my heart breaks for. I'm going to start supporting Rob Kardashian. Does he have like a reality show?
He did have one.
For real, what was it called?
I don't know, but it's not no longer a show.
Was it called Robin Big? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, of course.
That guy died. You know that?
Big?
Yeah.
Big Black.
Big Black died.
Yeah.
From a stroke, I think.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
He was too big. He wasn't, you know, he was the right amount of black, but he was too big.
You know, him and Rob Dyrdek didn't get along?
No.
I might be making that up.
Oh, that's good.
I think they did. See if they got along. We should probably wrap this up. So tomorrow, we're doing Rogan.
Okay.
Are you smoking dope?
Drugs?
Yeah.
No.
Not smoking dope.
Not smoking dope.
And you'll have a drink.
And a cigar.
I'll have a cigar.
Look, I got to travel the next, I don't want to be hungover. I got a busy week, man.
Motherfucker, we should just cancel if everyone's going to be like this.
What are you planning on drinking?
Nothing. I guess I'll have a drink.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
No, you won't. You'll be like, okay, give me another.
No. I'll have a drink, and then I'll have some bone broth and some coffee.
Fine. That's what I'm going to have.
I'll just be like, I'll have a half a cigar, and then, no, I don't smoke dope. I mean, what are we doing here? motherfucker.
All right.
Hey, wait.
What?
Do you think Ari's going to drink? He's going to get fucking lit.
Yes.
Do you think Joe's going to drink? Or do you think he'll be like, I'll have a drink?
And he'll light up some pot and make pot a part of this thing.
Oh, he's a hardcore pothead.
Yeah. And pot is not cool. It's an illegal drug. Hopefully not much longer.
Well, guys, if you enjoy this episode, watch us be lame as fuck on Rogan this weekend.
Oh, stop.
We'll be on the biggest podcast in the world having a drink. What are you going to drink? You might as well have a specialty drink. Like a Manhattan or something.
Pinot Grigio. I'll have a cocktail with you guys. I just don't want to get loaded, dude.
Are your clothes going to fit you for your special?
What do you mean?
You're so skinny now. Did you get them when you're even fatter and now you're so skinny?
No, I got them last week and I had them altered. And then I'm going to try.
You know what you're wearing?
Yeah, I have it.
Guys, I don't have my outfit yet.
I'll show you a photo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll see it.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking.
Really?
No, it's whatever. It's nothing.
Is it jeans?
They're not, are they jeans?
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Show me off air.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.